Legend becomes fact. Print the legend.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Trusting in the sanity and restraint of the United States is not a strategy, and it is not an option.
Was a conspiracy notion out there. How much influence do you have? Was it you and your fellow neoconservatives that created the momentum towards overthrowing Saddam Hussein?
Nobody does a thing in this town without our approval.
You both were members of Skull and Bones, a secret society at Yale. What does that tell us?
Not much, because it's a secret.
Is there a secret handshake? Is there a secret code?
I wish there were something secret I could manifest.
322, a secret number?
There are all kinds of secrets.
Welcome back to Cloak and Dagger. I'm your host, Lenny Bloom, along with my co-host, the great American Judge Buster, Sherman H. Skolnick. Sherman's on assignment this morning, and we're here, and it's October 23rd, Sunday, and it's coming up to 1 o'clock Central Time. On the phone with me now is Captain Eric May of Ghost Troop with another one of his tremendous, illustrious briefings. Captain May, welcome back to Cloak and Dagger.
Lenny, it's always a pleasure to be with you, and things are busy for a Sunday in Dixie. We're usually pretty slow moving around here, but no longer. Brave new world, new times, new tempo.
Yeah.
Give you your weather update. You know, it's ironic. Intelligence officers, when they first start training as little lieutenants, have to learn to get the weather forecast, and they pretty much outgrow it. But now the weather has become the most important item on the intelligence battlefield. That battlefield extending to the United States, which is currently under assault by yet another weather weapon. A 0-5 superstorm churned up by HAARP technology by the Bush boys for political reason, which right now is holding the headlines, Lenny. All day long, all you're getting on your news stations is the non-news that the hurricane they've been planning for a week has reached the point they thought it would reach. So we get nothing but Florida. And you know what I saw yesterday that made me know it was coming?
What's
the day
that?
Before yesterday, actually. They were doing their normal thing, like coding numbers in the hurricane forecast, 69-mile-an-hour winds with 33-foot waves, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
And they said that these things were going to be hitting Florida, and when they started nearing Florida, they would switch over to the pool reports. And it made me realize, at a certain point, all this stuff is hooked in so that all the media get to act deaf, dumb, and blind, and say that they're simply distributing the pool reports because that's what they're required to do. They have self-exonerated and absolved themselves of any irregularity so that they can call black, white, or 2 plus 2, 5, and feel like they're doing their ethical job as journalists. It's the best self-brainwashing since Nuremberg, man. It's incredible. Anyway, so this thing's heading into Florida, and all the journalists now have stopped even pretending to have minds and become mindless, nannering nabobs of negativism. And yesterday night on Fox, it would be on Fox, Fox being the propaganda point for the White House, Fox was trying to get the story. You remember yesterday I told you that Alpha, Tropical Depression, Tropical Storm Alpha, had formed at south of Jamaica?
Yep.
Fox was trying to say that somehow, magically, Tropical Storm Alpha was going to accelerate at such a rate that it was going to come around the east side of Cuba, Jamaica, and marry up with Wilma as it came off of Florida, and thereby still push it to the northeast United States and cause horrible flooding and blizzards and everything else. So these guys keep straining. This wouldn't even make a good Hollywood scenario, but they keep straining at it to make it look like it's anything but weather warfare being waged against the American coastline. These people are in a continuous string of threats and of collaborative efforts. At the very moment when it's turning out that the media, when it said it was embedded, really meant it would be in bed with the White House, as well as embedded with code for the White House, for the war cabal, don't you know? At the very time all this is coming out, the media is sitting there shamelessly lying in real time, doing weather reports that are now part of public record. Everybody record this stuff. Record it right now. This is bogus science. This is a setup. It won't stand any scrutiny whatsoever. This is a whitewash house that's been pressed to desperation, that has gone to the point that it's using weather weapons to hold news. While people like Meet the Press, This Week, ABC, these talking head, deadhead shows, sit around talking about how the Myers nomination is the top story in the nation's capital. I can't think of anything more absurd than that they're inventing weather in newsrooms, and then the nation's top black budget programs are being used to affect those weather changes on the American people at the cost of lives, from thousands of lives in New Orleans to just a few lives for this one, don't you know? Or maybe a few hundred lives if they decide to marry these things up together and create a blizzard up there where you live, Lenny. They don't care. It's all abstractions and numbers to them. They no more care how many people they kill than the guards cared at Auschwitz how many Jews they gassed.
Yeah.
They don't care. They
remove
themselves from humanity and the equation.
Yeah.
They smile and sneer and make little jokes among themselves as if it is, they're trying to position themselves for when it does and does not come out.
Yeah.
So there's the weather forecast, Lenny. Right now they backed off saying that Alpha would marry Wilma and they'd go up together and create a blizzard in the East Coast. And now they're saying they're going to go back out to the Atlantic, which, of course, is where every meteorological consideration would have taken these from the get-go.
Yeah.
Even assuming that a hurricane had hit Florida, everything would have blown out towards Ireland the way the westerlies were coming. And they showed us all that on TV for days and days and days. And they tried to bamboozle us and think somehow Wilma was going to head up the East Coast, thereby threatening the Northeast. It's how they work, Lenny. It's Buffalo. It's bullyism.
Yeah.
Bush is a Connecticut Yankee, but the one thing he thinks he can do is act tough like a Texan. And it's an act that fools Yankees, but it don't fool me. This guy needs to come out of power. I'm going to tell you something, Lenny. You remember, and it's on your site now, a word to the wise for your readers. A lot of the stuff that we've been talking about, Lenny, I've been talking about with the nation's most powerful journalists today. 1.5 hours ago, I spent 10 minutes talking with the New York Times Washington Bureau Chief, Scott Shane. And Scott Shane and I talked the first night I talked to Tom Shanker, their Chief Pentagon Correspondent, back in July of 2003, when all this covering up was going on.
Is that safe? Because aren't these guys just going to hand your stuff over to the FBI?
Right. What's going to happen is everybody at every level whom I've been talking to from the beginning has handed my name over to the guys upstairs with the hope that I'd get whacked. Don't you know?
Yeah.
That's how this game works, right?
Right.
But the deal is I started off at the top, Lenny. If you look at my site, which is, I'm pleased to say, under my name on your homepage, Captain May, I've been a recent guest, if you click that name on, you'll get my Ghost Troop introduction, which tells all about how I got into this info war as a mission of conscience. And the first thing I did was storm Senator McCain's press secretary, tie up NBC local affiliate KPRC General Manager Steve Wasserman in the mix, tie up the Houston Chronicle editorial board, tie up the New York Times. All of this before people started dying at the end of July 2003. These media people think that they're going to be able to take this pattern of lies and now these revelations that they have been embedded espionage agents as well as embedded misinformation agents, this Judith Miller crap.
Yeah.
These people had the chutzpah to give her a journalism award, the Society for Professional Journalists? They gave her an award, a gold crown on Monday or Wednesday, put her in front of Congress to say what a great journalist she was and how they need to have more power, And then by Saturday, their editor's having to say, wow, if I'd known what a crooked rascal she was, I never would have let her control the Times editorial policy. It just doesn't hold up.
Yeah.
Lenny, there's one thing I want to point your readers to, which is that some of them have been interested in my work because a lot of it's ongoing, current investigations, FBI and Houston Criminal Investigative Division, involving the 9112B scenario. That being one of the scenarios that's posted under the Ghost Troop icon a little bit down the page on Cloak and Dagger's homepage. Folks, y'all really need to listen to my broadcast of July 28th with Lenny. July 28th, 2005, that being this year. We were working on the assumption that there would be an attempt to continue the 911 scenario, that the country was running, for those of you who don't know, the 911 affair was a coup d'etat. It was executed by the Bush people. It was a controlled demolition. And the same sack of shit journalists who are lying to you right now every time you turn on the TV, angling for how they will get the most meat off the bones of dead American citizens, are the same people who sold us this whole 911 thing. And, Lenny, I don't know about you on your side, but I'm seeing it break down left and right. I've seen more people mention 911 and a failure to investigate 911 in the last 2 days than I saw in the previous 2 years.
Interesting, eh? Yeah.
Oh, they're all starting to hedge, but they think, these insane fools think, that at this point it is anything other than treason, high treason. And this thing's going to keep going, and we're going to play by Texas rules. This is crazy. These people think that they're going to sit here and continue to lie and wage war on the American people like some kind of an elite. Like some kind of a little Straussian coterie where they're like from Jonathan Swift's Gullivers. You know, they love their classics. And there's the city Laputa, which floats around. It's all the intellectuals. And when people on Earth don't do what they want, they just sit their city down on top of the people on Earth, crush them, then move on. These people think they are an insulated elite. That's why I said that if they're not careful, they're not only going to get an American Revolution, but a French. This is crazy. This is like the aristocrats letting the peasants starve. This is like the aristocrats killing the peasants. For God's sake. Anyway, Lenny, I'm going to tell your folks that if they want to know about the 911-2B scam, basically, if they want to know what has gone down this summer since you and I started doing worldwide broadcasts that drew an immense amount of attention, they need to go to Google and just plug in Captain May. I'm pleased to say that right now the Ghost Troop introduction is number one. My essay, 3/7 Cavalry Tragedy and Travesty, that says how I thought when I got into the info war and why, is number four. But number six is Ghost Troop Captain May, our ongoing journal for our operations of this summer. And in that are contained the history of 9112B, our code for the 911 event that they had set up to be this summer. Remember they were telling us all not when, not if, but when?
Yep.
Not if, but when. Not yep. if, but when. Al-Qaeda nuke. Al-Qaeda nuke. And they kept setting this up. Lenny, we caught them in Texas City. And when they go to Ghost Troop Captain May, which is going to be under Captain May from the Google search engine, they're going to see the whole summer's activities that include our successful intervention with other patriotic American loyalist military and government forces to stop a Bush boys false flag 10-kiloton nuclear attack to be conducted in the British Petroleum facility in Texas City, Texas. They've been setting that British Petroleum facility up so much that it's not even funny. It's blown up like 5 times in the last 2 years. Ghost Troop has anticipated it to it within 24 hours 2 times. The last 2 times they've tried to set it up. They're trying to set up another New York City or another something. They have to keep emergencies going.
Just
if they
so
go to that site, they'll find 911-2B. They'll find Ghost Troop's actions up at Camp Casey Crawford. We were there with Cindy. And they'll find what we call the Battle of New Orleans, Katrina, which is the first time we started believing in weather warfare. Then they'll find Operation Rita, which actually talks about what it was like to be in Houston and to know they were sending a weather weapon this way. They'll find everything up to present, and the sum of all those things up to present is enough to bring high treason against many, many, many named U.S. officials. Lenny, one other thing?
Yeah.
I'm sitting here looking at my notes, and people wonder, these media clowns wonder why it is I call them, and the answer is I call the same ones now that I called in the middle of the summer when I was harping around on the idea that there was going to be a 911-2B. I called them in the summer because I called them back when they covered up Baghdad.
Yeah.
So the people who talk to me now talk to me because they know I knew about Baghdad and they've covered that up for 2 years. And they know that this summer I was talking about how there was going to be a 911 to be. Lenny, I've got 40 different media organizations in my notes. Everything from Pacifica Radio, KPFT, Houston Affiliate, to KPRC, the Channel 2, NBC, to the LA Times, Washington Post 2 times, New York Times 2 times, different reporters, all national level, 40 different names. I told each of them between July 20th and July 24th that there was going to be a follow-up 911 Reichstag fire to keep this war going, to allow this war to go nuclear, to bamboozle the public into accepting an strengthened homeland state, and to instituting a national conscription act. Do you know what every one of those 40 institutions have in common?
What?
Every one of them listened to me as long as you are right now. Every one of them took the information down for the 911 to be report that I put out on the Internet. And every one of them asked for, none of them told me I was crazy. None of them told me I thought the moon was made of green cheese and I needed to get a doctor. Every one of them knew damn good and well that it was within the realm of the possible. And every one of them wanted to take enough information to position themselves correctly if and when it happened.
Yeah. Cover that.
Find me the heroic entity out there that made a charge on the White House like I did, like Ghost Troop has been doing.
Yeah, the liars and whores of the media in the United States, those with the $50 hairdos and the nickel heads.
They've created a paradigm. They've created an entire epistemology for those who want to look the word up. The theory of knowledge and what makes knowledge knowledge and truth truth. They've gone all the way back to Pontius Pilate in the New Testament, and they said, what is truth? And they've come up with something more horrible. Truth is what we say it is, and we make the rules so that we only have to say what we want when we want.
Yeah, they think truth is what comes between the ads.
Right, and you know, I get so tired. The Washington Post treats that when I call them up. They put me off and act offended that I called. They don't know how to get me off the line because what I'm saying is the truth, and they're implicated all throughout it in my notes, which have been turned over to 1,000 different investigatory agencies, all the way up to the Department of Army and the Pentagon. But they act rude because they don't like the fact that along the way, Ghost Troop said that Zionism might have something to do with this. Let me tell you something, Lenny. I went into this mission, a mission of conscience, which was recommended to me by officials in the Department of Defense under the terms mission of conscience. I went into this not having an enemy in the world. If I come out of it not having a friend in the world, that's fine because I did my duty. More people need to be doing their duty now. I want everybody to look up Captain May under Google and to listen to those interviews that you have in your archives and down the page between me and you, especially the July 28th thing, when this thing was going down in real time and they tried to have a false flag nuclear attack. And everybody stood by to see whether or not they got away with it at all. Everybody was interested in knowing about the plan so they could plan their portfolios on whether or not Texas City got turned to Krispy Critters. Don't you see? I mean,
yeah.
It's unprecedented. It's high treason. So today I'm on the phone 10 minutes with the New York Times guy. What's the political reporter for the New York Times doing at his desk at 1 p.m. Central? It's Sunday and it's lunchtime Sunday, for God's sake. And they won't talk about anything but Myers on TV? The nation is in turmoil right now. The media corps is trying to figure out how to line it up. The White House is trying to cut deals to see whether or not they can't keep the tyranny going. And somebody out there is thinking they're sounding responsible, trying to figure out a way we can patch it up and let George be king for 3 more years? For God's sake, Lenny, on the 28th of July, I say it now because I said it then and it's on tape, I ordered the arrest of the Bush boys. I ordered the immediate arrest on my authority as a constitutional officer. By God, if there's another man or woman listening to me who has taken the same oath, I am ordering the arrest of the Bush war cabal. They are using weapons as we speak. They are waging war on the country. They have killed, they have mass murdered, and they have no choice but to continue with emergency mass murder scenarios. They have an avian flu sitting there in a reserve as a biological weapon. They've got the ever-present pretext of the Al-Qaeda nuke. I just watched Condi Rice's Wednesday meeting with the Foreign Relations Committee, in which she refused to say they weren't going to attack Syria. These people have no option but to commit more and more crimes against humanity, and to me as an American, more offensive yet, crimes of high treason. This is high treason. It is a war cabal. The boldest need to move forward and not stand back. For God's sake, someone besides a little captain has got to act like a man.
Yeah, brave people have to step up in America. And as I said before, we're all at this point in time, it's hard to find and prove that America is the home of the brave. Everybody's running for cover, and the mass media is creating a hologram image and a fake, and people have to start questioning reality. And listen, we're coming. I think that's any other things to say before we wrap it up. We're gonna, but as this week, we're gonna have. Just let's tell everybody that we're gonna stay tighter and closer and have more briefings this week to see whether or not America is going to be able to break out of this envelope of false. The whole false envelope that the media and the Bush gang have created to try and distract the people from what's going on.
Lenny, since they set this up as an informational coup, this all depended on our credulity and our willingness to trust people in a time of crisis. Now that all this is coming into doubt and their credibility is falling down into the sewer where it should be, this whole thing can blow apart. There can be a second American Revolution, and it can be an informational revolution. For God's sake, all we've got to do is know the truth, and the truth shall make us free again. Yep. We have to have the strength to acknowledge that this has been an imposed tyranny set up by a war cabal of Israeli and U.S. political and economic interests, high among them being the media whores. This is an absolute, it's the worst thing since Benedict Arnold. It's Benedict Arnold times 100.
Yep.
And you say they're heroes in America, and I'm going to tell you something. I've got a whole unit of them. They're called Ghost Troop. And they're former Army and Navy and Air Force and Marine officers and enlisted and Vietnam veterans, and I was their veterans, and I didn't get their veterans, and civilians and moms who've got teenage sons. And we were invented. I invented Ghost Troop to scare the hell out of the people who are lying to the public.
Good stuff.
And it's almost Halloween, and they're scared, and they should be.
We got to wrap it up. No, I didn't say there weren't any heroes. I just said we don't see why it is the home of the brave. They're going to have to step up to the plate a bit more in order to continue being able to be called the home of the brave. That's all. There's lots of heroes in America.
We'll keep a good eye on them when they're lying on TV, Lenny. We'll break it down in real time, because there will be a reckoning, and there will be charges of treason, and there will be much more.
Great stuff.
I always finish with compliments to military intelligence and the infantry. Their mottos, toujours en avant, suivez-moi.
Wonderful. Read it yourself instead of asking the government why, because that will cause the propaganda to die. Stay tuned to cloakanddagger.de and cloakanddagger.ca. We'll be back with more regular briefings this week from Captain May and certainly all our other regular guests. On behalf of Sherman Skolnick and myself, God bless, and we'll speak to you soon, Captain May. Take care.
Okay, Lenny.